희르기 조짐에도
So I have given an explanation on the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra, the verse which starts with a star, a visual aberration and so forth. So I've given you some explanation on that verse, but it is important that you think about the meaning of that verse. Yeah. So the verse starts with a star. So that basically is analogous of how on every phenomena, there are these two levels of reality, essentially the two truths. So there is an object that appears, that is an object and ultimate truth, the ultimate nature of reality. And then there is another object that is that appears to a conventional awareness. Yeah. So these two facets or these two levels of truth, yeah, exist on every phenomena.
어떻게니? 다 드네마 라바르도 가서 그래. 그다 탄예베 참아. 세 탄예베 로 세들아. 아니지 유일히 나에 누가라 낭수 담에를 신고요래. 어 여받는 거를 내받는 게 여래. 다 로다 내를 신고대시. 그 탄예베 로라 나와 낭신기 여배 잡아도 유고요 말해.
So as mentioned before, there are a variety of appearances that appear in to the conventional valid cognizer. Yeah, there's a whole sort of variety of appearances to the conventional awareness. Yeah, some of these appearances are actually existence, whereas others are not. Yeah. So, whatever appears to a conventional awareness is not necessarily an existent. And whatever appears to this conventional awareness does not necessarily exist in the way it appears to this mind.
어떻지니 제단다 단념의 체망 세대다 군족 군족 대포 조세의 체마트 졸라 배제다 대버드바 나와 짠짠 시작이어래 대놈당의 짠짠 시작이어래 디자 아니 지 대두 배제 단념의 체망 강가라 낭대시 나 심지어 사나 어디 낭대가래 제단다 대두 나와 나신지 나원의 집이 전화 이어래 그래서나 이 여말했어 그러고 먼저다 낭기어래 신기어래 진짜 이해를 했으니 야만했어. 어다 나 라브리기 빼자시다. 라브리티 나 충발했어. 오늘 지금 보기 나와나 시지 여바이나. 오늘 시다. 나 라브리 나와나 시 여바이나. 나믹 믹스부 연결해 보기 통과로 와. 통투금이 들어왔어. 어디 빼자시? 대두변아. 너 양다마. 아니 지금 법인 염시에 시가 통과 그래. 이 통금이 들어왔어. 제가 야만했어. 어두신 주에.
So all appearances are. To the conventional awareness, or you could say all appearances to the conventional valid cognizer, distinguishing a conventionality. All those appearances, whatever appears as truly existent. Yeah. So this is necessarily so. On sentient beings' ground, but does it mean that things are truly existent? Do they exist in the way they appear? No. So the visual aberration that is mentioned in the Vajrakata Sutra, that visual aberration is analogous of this fact. Yeah. So a person who do not have any defects in his or her eyes do not experience the vision of a falling hair, isn't it? Right. So if a falling hair exists, then it must be seen by somebody who has non-defective eyes. So likewise, although phenomena appear as truly existent, they do not exist truly. For if phenomena are real, in the sense of existing truly, then that must be seen by the wisdom of meditative equipoise of a superior. But however, that is not the case.
어떻게니? 나 뒤에 수도 가나? 아니 지금 거기 가서 그래. 나 유, 빨라. 나 유 랑기 원해. 여봐 나와 나 신지. 아니 유진 원해. 좀 해봐이나. 다 유태한테 매발을 했으나, 대 매발 좋더구요 말해. 난 낭성기 최지, 아니 욕구여래. 낭성기 최들이, 아니 자화지기여래. 패널 등기여래. 세상 다 ngonyiki menaya, ko nangzangki chuji, yuare sinita tagibi tuksungaji, tikarzana penuchi rwa.
Although phenomena do not exist truly, yet we cannot posit the non-existence of phenomena. Because things do work, do function, isn't it? We experience benefit and harm. Things do function. So although they do, things do not exist truly, things exist as mere appearances. Yeah. So this is the position of, or this is what the middle way consequence school asserts.
어 도신이 제가 다 딘데기 아니지 거기 가서래 최대 여봐 아니지 때내 주마 아니 딘데시 여봐 뒤다 신행 시도 아니 말매기 빼셔서 때 말매 세대다 유제 망부 소방도 때내 말매도 주마 나신 아니 추가되지 나야 즉 주마 때내 주마래 원이 그 주여 말했어 말매도 총봐서 어디서 뭐 당제 다 때내 때내 주마 여봐 어디 내라 지금 아니 성도단 공부시에 어디래
So phenomena exist, but phenomena are also dependently arisen. So, and in order to help us understand that, then there is the example, the analogy of a butter lamp. The flame of a butter lamp comes into being through the aggregation of many causes and conditions. So the flame of the butter lamp exists, and it exists as a dependently arisen phenomenon.
어떠시니? 다 드네시니 다 다 당고번 내 수도디 드네 바래. 다 드네시 당아서 내당 드네시 바다. 당아서 아니시 가서래 변한 유태단 태는 믹시 아니시다. 비 가서네 동안 나서 오신 용을 마시 자기열에. 너 동안 나서 오시다. 가와 아니 가야 동아용에 다 망보시 중대시 다 디칸데스 중거야래 세나 조조 보겠다 갈수와래 답변아 뭐니게 준비나야 뭐니게 또 나와시 텔라 신시 아니시 뭐네버시 두 우선 디내기 신비 깬치시 아니 갈수와래 변호 나서시 대응하시 변호 다 규매배이 되는 시행이 바래 그와 디내 변호 규마칭이 주비 아니시가
So what the star, the visual aberration and the flame of lamb seeks to posit or seeks to explain is the basically presenting what the actual situation is, and this is how things exist, this is the reality, there are these two facets of truth. Although things do not exist from their own side, nevertheless, they exist, they function, and they exist, they are mere appearances, yeah. But nevertheless, whenever we turn our attention to these variety in this whole host of phenomena, yeah. We experience both suffering and we experience suffering and some kind of pleasure, yeah, depending on how we view the object, yeah. So although things do not exist from their own side, they do not exist in and of themselves, we apprehend them to exist in and of themselves. And that induces anger, aversion for the things that cause us problems, suffering, and we develop attachment for those objects or situations or persons that make us experience some kind of pleasure. Yeah, well, this is very much like what how an audience reacts to an illusion, you know, that is created by an illusionist. Yeah. So an illusionist conjures an apparition some kind of image, you know. And you know, people believe, you know, the audience believe that, you know, that what they're seeing is real, you know, and then they react accordingly, isn't it? Right? Sometimes they are excited, but sometimes they develop fear, isn't it? So the illusionist does not see the illusion that he conjures as real. Because he understands that it's false, isn't it? It's not true. Right? As such, he doesn't react, you know, in a way the audience does. Yeah, he's not fearful of the illusion that he conjures, neither is he attracted to it, yeah, because he's aware that it is not true. So likewise, when we see that things do not exist in and of themselves, they do not exist from their own side, that will reduce our fear. Yeah, the fear and all the whole range of emotions that come from believing that things are real,
right?
In short, all the fears, the variety of the kinds of fears that we experience in cyclic existence are all the result of the mistaken mind, and in particular they all originate from this apprehension of true existence. Yeah. So if this is the case, then how do we get rid of this origin or this source of all our fears? Yeah. And the answer comes in the rest of the verse, yeah. That same verse from the Vajrakata Sutra. I think it continues with drop of dew, right?
Silver,
and water bubble, and then you have a dream, a lightning, and a cloud, right? So the drop of dew shows the impermanence of things and events. Yeah. So a drop of dew can cease to exist very quickly, isn't it? It doesn't stay for a long time. So likewise, you know, all phenomena that arise from causes and conditioners, that is, all composite phenomena, necessarily undergo momentary change. They do not even abide for a moment. They disintegrate from moment to moment. They are not stable. So we ourselves are like that, just changing from moment to moment. Others are also like that. Yeah. So through understanding how composite phenomena are momentary, then we can reduce our grasping, attachment and grasping.
어떤데? 어떠신데? 다 되네 마니시겠다. 내가 가르스나다. 사실 탐자 동아와 세나 신시 따던데 여기 가서래. 자제. 그래. 사실 탐자 동아와 세나 신시다. 배나 추불기다. 베이징이다. 사실 탐자 동아와 세시다. 거라 깨치는 동아기 라신 말해. 산 소와 배나다. 사실 소와 대화의 날에 동아의 날에. 반염의 날에 아니 탐지 아니지 그 모두 그 사제의 소화 대화도 누구다도 하나 대회랑 신지 중국에 있네 등기 대회랑 신면 맞지 아니 동계랑 신봐 나 주의 추불랑 신했어 그러고 주의 그 추불 뒤 주의 중대야지 식도야 주의랑 신도 마 식도야지 비티 때문에 다 사제의 소화 대화서도 그 먼저 디디신 봐라 그 식도도 아니 동계랑 신도 마
So all composite phenomena are impermanent, and all contaminated phenomena are suffering, their misery, and that is shown by my brain is not working. Water bubble, yeah. So like a drop of dew. And a water bubble that shows how all contaminated phenomena in the nature of suffering, basically all things included in some cyclic existence, yeah, are in the nature of suffering. So you have the suffering of suffering, the suffering of pain. So of course that is suffering, but we have the suffering of change, which refers to the contaminated feelings of pleasure that we all experience. Yeah. We do not think of our feelings of pleasure as suffering, although they are in the nature of suffering. We think of those feelings of pleasure as real pleasure. They are truly in the nature of being pleasurable. But however, they are in the nature of suffering. Right? So, you know, in the example of a water bubble, so a water bubble is essentially water. It arises in the nature of water. And when the water bubble bursts, it transforms back into water. Yeah. So its entity, its nature is water, regardless of its manifestation. So likewise, you know, all the feelings that we experience in cyclic existence, you know, including the pleasurable feelings, you know, even the neutral feelings, yeah. They all have different manifest. They are different, look different, they feel different, but essentially they have the same nature. They are all in the nature of suffering.
어떠시니? 다 되게 아니지 가서 보기다 가서래 보기다 그에 직봐 다 때도 아니 때도 세지 매발해 다 내가 보다 뒤에 삼다 땅에 다 그에 직봐 차단으로 서봐 조문사 답시지 이 말에 이날에다 빨리 탈동나 아니지 거의 동안 아니 거의 자와 조 아니지 자와는 몇 번 써봤나 아니지 거기 땅에 또 비실을 거야 그리고 땅에 또 비실을 매나 아니지 거의 자와 쉽이 동안 고아를 처음이 동안 재산 여벌도 아니 동반이 꼼꼼해 네 숨어열에 어디내게 시도 다 밀람세리다 다통다 최탐제는 대바 마오마 타다마티 내신하고 뒤죽이어래 재산 한 대병어 라싱 모르고 썼나다 다들 영어 라싱 모르고 썼나다 아니 마오병어 라싱 모르고 썼나 땅체 다 최도지 라싱 해봐 썼나 땅배 토네 아니 제가 보기 아니 그외 동안 짜왔네 매번 써야 답시 어디 숨겨래
so reflecting on impermanence and reflecting on how samsara, everything is samsara is in the nature of suffering. You know, we can kind of, you know, in a way deal with our suffering. We can reduce our suffering. You know, we can deal with the afflictions, you know, like attachment and craving and so forth. But reflecting on these alone will not enable us to free ourselves from cyclic existence. Because in order to free ourselves, you know, really to liberate ourselves from cyclic existence, we must eradicate the very root of cyclic existence, which is an apprehension of a self. So as such, you know, then there's a need to, you know, to generate this wisdom, realizing selflessness. Yeah. So then we go on to the example of the next example in the verse, which is I think it's a dream, right? Milam. Yeah. So by and mentioning the teachings that you know we can conceive of existence or in terms of the past, present, and future, isn't it? Yeah. Past object, present object, a future object, isn't it? Yeah. So, whatever phenomenon in question, whether it's a phenomenon of the future, or phenomenon of the present, or phenomenon of the past, we bring to mind how they are all empty of existing inherently.
어, 도시네. 다 디시도 단다디 밀람 세디 다 되게 가르치고 있으나 다 대배 뭐보 아니 라싱 두려워 말했어 독신이 로 다 디다 시발 시발 밀람 세디 다 대배 쇼든서 라싱 두려워 말했어
so the analogy of a dream is to help us understand how phenomena of the past are empty of existing inherently.
어 두시네 빼나다 빼뜨리네 두시네 빼나가지다 밀람이 내가 없어 이도 와다 미와 어떻게 통치 아 아니 이 신도 가나 아니 나르기 유이디 텐지 밀람이 내가 없지 유이디 라야 텐지 아니 잡아게 공조게 근데 용득도 왔어 이나야 이 세비 내가 없나 나기 유디 여말로 왔어. 그럼 나기 유디 매나야. 다시 여말 때 이나야 텔레 믹시. 아니, 잠깐만, 게임 것도 왔어. 어디 뺏지 자지. 대낭신. 아니, 지다. 데베 추, 세디. 라싱이 죽고 여말했어. 이나 데베 추라 때네. 아니, 가서 다다베. 아니, 데부지에. 아니, 데베 레라 때네. 아니, 지다. 데부게. 어디에 욕을 했어? 라식이 맞춤 나야? 대비를 낼 때네? 아니, 대부께와 여할 했어. 어떻게 써야 해?
So, in a dream, we may see many different things, yeah. And when we wake up from that dream, if we do remember the dream, that remembering the dream can And remember the stuff that we saw in the dream can cause an emotional reaction in us, isn't it? Sometimes we get very excited, very attached to what we saw in the dream. Sometimes we become very fearful, or we develop some aversion to what we saw in the dream, isn't it? But the things that we saw in the dream are no longer existing. Yeah, when we are awake, isn't it? But nevertheless, a memory of the things that we saw in the dream can trigger a reaction from us. Yeah. So likewise, things that have happened in the past, although they are no things of the past, although they do not exist inherently, but they can cause an effect in the future. For example, karma, isn't it? Yeah, a karma that was done, created, accumulated in the past, can in the future, after its time, can produce an effect.
어떠시네 다 디가라 가서 쉬거나 쉬는 땡어도 쉬거나 쉬는 다 레기 쉬바 쓰네 돈다니 아니 지금 보기다 타이주베 로라 아니 지금 봐 돈다 오면 나신 다 지금 보기 가서 그래 쓰는 땡도 파자 샤지 아니 디 디우지 남샤디 매바다 마티네 다 디데 디시 잡고가지 다 레기 쉬바 쓰네 레코나 쉬는 도가라 아니 레기 시바지 계시 티 마디우제 남셔서 숨고도 와 가스나 레데베 아니 시 레 시바스도 레데바시 그래 아니 코야 아니 시바야 계시 레 시바스도 두셔서 다 타주베다 리고 망보 죽네 다 레 시바스도 두셔셔지 티 디우 계시 다 숨고요래
and we did talk a little bit about this integratedness of karma. It's not that the middle way consequence school, it's not that they do not have an explanation of how, you know, when an action is accumulated, is done, an impression is, an imprint is left on a continuum, and then that imprint can give rise to effects in the future. It's not that they do not have such an explanation. It's not that they are against this explanation. But when it comes, when the middle way consequence school comes to explain how karma can give rise to its effect in the future, they do not need to resort to that explanation of, you know, karmic imprints and being left on the mind and so forth. But rather, they explain it through the disintegratedness of karma. In that once a karma is accumulated or created, when an action ceases, then and that cessation of that karma, because it is a produce, it itself is a phenomenon that is produced. As such, that moment of disintegratedness is a composite phenomenon. And as such, that moment of disintegratedness gives rise to a next moment of disintegratedness and so forth. And this is how the middle way consequence school explains the connection, the link between the end of a karma and experiencing the effect of the karma in the future. Yeah.
어떠시네? 가서 시바나 시에 나 미시와 세제 또 나티라와 다 치와 시와 센다 또 나이 다 시와 세나 곧 시사바로와 자장다 미시와디 다 가와 나와 다 남주들에 할 중이나 가시 수나 가와 나와 쓰는 것도 와 다 가와 나와 이제 치와 있고요. 자다 제삼의 단독하는 치와세리 그 식바도부터 미디 식바도부터 고야로와 식바로와 내가 차이시로와 제자다 디차이디 유단 깨를 차이디 세부로와 어 제자 나 가르다 루트기래 다 가르다 망부지 나왔다 저 식바 오버이 부주에 다 가르다 유두 주바래 가르다 나와 제바티네 권주였다 저는 말하면 시와세야다 미시와세야다 디저 유단 깨를 땐 춥대바 다디 그리고 진대기 때문에 또 시범 고보인 바 듣고 하래.
So, Nagarjuna in his works, like the 70 verses on emptiness and so forth, seeks to, through many reasons, seeks to explain how disintegratedness is a product, as such as a functioning thing. So, we talk about a person dying, and then the person is dying, and then the person is dead, isn't it, right? The deadness happens after dying, isn't it, right? And in the 12 links of dependent origination, the last link is the link of aging and death, isn't it, right? Well, you have to age before you die, isn't it, right? So, and people die to different causes and conditions. But point here is, because of certain causes and conditions, then someone dies, isn't it, right? So that death, the deadness of a person, his death, is a product, isn't it? Because it was caused by something, isn't it? So if it was caused by something, it itself is a product. As such, it's a functioning thing. As such, it is a composite phenomenon. And as such, it then produces the next moment of disintegratedness and so forth.
어떠시니? 다 단다 타기베다 두모 많이 봐 시작이어래 시범 오버터 봐 세기다 타기베 두모 많이 봤나? 라지바드 면책이 빠진다. 대바 땅 오버쇼트야 가부지어래 나보다 시바 세든지다. 박이다. 가다 드시기 쇼지 좀 붙어가시 어디 숨기어래 로바다 타기베 두모 많이 봐 시범 오버터 봐디 다 쪽투에디 타기베 두모 많이 지저나다 시작이어래 어디.
So the assertion on that disintegratedness is a functioning thing is an uncommon assertion of the middle way consequence school. The rest of the tenets from the middle way, what school is it? Autonomy school and below do not posit past phenomena as functioning things. Yeah. They are not able to posit it in particular. They don't basically posit disintegratedness as a functioning thing. Yeah.
어떠시니? 내가 가서 안에 뜨니까 뭐를 간데 나면도 다야 다집에 아니 지금 다 떴다 가야 돼. 나는 방세 캐미네 봐야 말해. 나 방세 캐리 그래서 나. 그러면 다 잡혔다. 주바랑 되다 된다마 세부고다 파샤스. 나디 생기 균기 땡도 샤바를 써야 되는데 지금 부유구여래. 그러면 생기 균기 땡도 파샤 샤바를 쓰다. 잡아뒀다나 시리비 남셔 시인도 가나. 나 말이 파샤에 싸. 된다. 생기 균기 땡도 샤바를 써 지금 부유구여래. 자자다 파샤 캐리구여래. 생기 땡도 파샤 좋아해. 그래서 캐리구여래. 어디래.
The middle way consequence school do assert predispositions. They do assert imprint. It's not that they do not assert imprints or predispositions. So, in the writings of the glorious Chandragati, in his works such as his auto commentary on the supplement, his auto commentary on his in a work which is called the Supplement to the Middle Way, there are many phrases and words that explicitly show that the Prasangikas or the Middle Way Autonomy, Middle Way Consequence School asserts imprint. Yeah. In his works, the word imprint now often comes up, predisposition imprint. Yeah. And it is written in his works that these imprints, the predispositions, are placed on the mental continuum. Likewise, when they talk about the knowledge obscurations, yeah, the knowledge obscurations are also explained in relation to the mental continuum.
어떻게 다 들어야 됐다 제시만 보인 것도 섬기 균 세다 또나 다 뒤에 용도 아빠가 바자 가시하게 됐었다 뒤 대변은 네 아빠 오메다 공부를 없애다 뒤다 걸로 뒤 용도 다 바자 샤사디 가르를 쓰니 아직 겨울 못 보시는 숨도 빼놨다 섬기 등도 바자 샤그레 말해 아니 바자 샤사디 가르를 써 뒤에 수용도 가나다 다 보기 오마주 공부를 없애는 뒤도 왔다 갈 소리 나섬기 땡도스, 다. 바시아 고시리 나섬샤지. 그러마, 맨하다. 맨하, 섬섬에 로라 바시아 고시, 세대, 구시남시에 세대, 직시학을, 대나시, 나, 맨하, 오마 타이주에 로라, 누구신 섬다이노, 다 바시아 샤사의 시리 나섬기 땡도 시작을 했어. 어디 시불, 쓰부시는도 어디.
So, but as for the basis of infusion of influence, there's a lot of discussion on this. There's a discussion on the meaning of the continuum of mind. As you may remember, so the mind-only school asserts a mind basis of all. They assert a consciousness that is called a mind basis of all. And to them, to the mind only school, this mind basis of all is the basis of infusion of imprints. Yeah. So you know, there's this word that they use, the basis of infusion. Yeah. So then, what is the basis of infusion of imprints for according to the Middle Way consequence school? There's a lot of discussion here. But in the Jerum J's Lama Tsongkhapa's Illumination of Intent, a commentary on the Janakirti's auto commentary, then the basis of infusion of imprints is posited to be the mere eye.
Auto Simgi Gyungi. Simgi Gyunat. 중에 땡도 시작을 했어도 생기 균화 답에 나성기 땡도 한 바서 조그레 스노 두스네 것도.
So the basis of infusion is the mere eye that is designated in dependence on the mental continuum or the continuum of the mind.
그때서도 가고도 왔다. 나성기 땡도 바서 시작을 했다. 가고도 왔다. 뒤 섬도 있다도 가나. 난 남지다. 생기 땡도 바서 시작을 했는데 내려라도 다 맞은 것 정도 빠져 시작했습니다. 가보도 왔다. 맞지? 나 또배 따섬지 쟁이다 생기 유난다네. 따섬지로 와. 대등도 빠져 시작했습니다. 나그 띵서고 시작해도 와. 갔습니다. 탐제 동배랑 시행이다. 근데 있다. 서너 걸어지 고고도 왔다. 내놓고도 와라 와디라.
So this is what I said. Yeah. The basis of infusion of imprints Well, according to the Middle Way Consequence School, is the mere eye that is designated in dependence on the mental continuum. You know, this is really mind-boggling. It's very difficult to understand, yeah, to grasp and to have a feel for it, because you know how does the mere eye act as the basis of infusion of imprints? Yeah, because in the first place, the mere eye is that which is merely imputed by thought, isn't it? Right? In the first place, right? So, and it's difficult for us to even grasp and to have some feel how that is the case here. But indeed, this is really profound here, because what is being driven at the end of the day is that everything, every phenomena that exists, it is in the nature of emptiness. Yeah. They do all things, including the eye, the basis of infusion, the imprints and whatever, everything do not exist inherently.
Ani tendu bhaja shaya, nagaji bhaja shaya, namshi yukkaresu. Da tengi bhaja shaya di, da ngasamitam tu shakaresu, o tuksini.
So, according to the Middle Way Consequence School, they do talk about the two types of the two different bases of infusion. A temporary, one that is temporary, and one that is enduring. So, the temporary basis of infusion is the mental consciousness, and the enduring basis of infusion is the mere I. That means the final one. The enduring basis of infusion is the mere I.
Oh, that today you go to. That day you may like that. That's what I'm going to go. But think about your question, my name, but I am. So I'm sure to do Benata. So, on shed to do, Pasha Koshi Jokia, madam. So, you can have Shakuka. And you suck it in there, Pasha Jokia, madam.
So when the Middle Way Consequence Schools school talk about the temporary basis of infusion, yeah, they posit it as the mental consciousness. Yeah. First, form cannot act as the basis of infusion for imprint. Yeah. And then okay, if it's not formed, then you know, within consciousness, the sense consciousnesses are not posited to be as the basis of infusion of imprint. Yeah. So it is the mental consciousness.
Yeah.
So the sense consciousnesses are not stable, they are not enduring in that sense, they're not stable. As such, it's difficult to, you know, to posit a sense consciousness as the basis of infusion of imprint. As such, it is has to be the mental consciousness. The mental consciousness is more stable and more enduring in that sense, as compared basically to a sense consciousness. Yeah. This is quite easy to understand. The sense consciousnesses are not enduring and not stable because they're not manifest all the time, right? I mean, when you go to sleep, they cease, I mean, they become dormant, right? Whereas the mental consciousness is always there, isn't it? The mental consciousness continues, yeah. I mean, it is always there in that sense, yeah.
Oh, that's it. 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 That's 침받지. 다 대신 토랑면 내가 없어. 나 뒤죽이 이게 넘버 시작하지. 나 남삼에 뭐 유사발 했습니다. 변하다. 팔업 토한도 걸라. 굳이 이게 넘버 시작하지. 삼에 뭐 유사발 했어. 그러와.
So there's something to think about here. So, okay, the mental consciousness, right? The sense consciousnesses are not to be, the cannot be the basis of infusion of imprints. So they posit the mental consciousness to be the temporary basis of infusion of imprints. Yeah. So, you know, the mental consciousness of an individual progresses as that individual enters the path, isn't it? So the individual enters the path, and starts with the path of accumulation, then the person proceeds onto the path of evaporation. And then when he enters the path of seeing, when he achieves the path of seeing, it is said that the mental consciousness of that individual will transform in entity into an uncontaminated wisdom. So when this individual enters into the path of seeing, his mental consciousness transforms an entity into an uncontaminated path. So if you remember in our earlier discussion on the nine types of obscurations, of the nine types of obscurations, there is the path of seeing abandonments and the path of meditation abandonments, isn't it? So when an individual enters or achieves the path of seeing, he achieves the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing first, isn't it? So in meditative equipoise, right? So in that particular mind, that wisdom, the path of seeing abandonments do not exist anymore, right? 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 The path of seeing abandonments do not exist. The afflictions that are abandoned by that path do not exist. Neither does the seeds of those of the afflictions that are abandoned by the path of seeing. The seeds are also not there, yeah. So during the uninterrupted path or the path of seeing, the path of seeing abandonments, which are afflictions, and the path of seeing abandonments, which are the seeds of those afflictions, they do not exist, yeah, during that time. Well, but at that time, the path of seeing abandonments have not been abandoned yet, yeah. It's just that they are not appearing, they are not there, so to speak, due to the force of the path, the antidote, right? But they are not abandoned yet. We are talking about the uninterrupted path. Then after the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing comes the path of release of the path of seeing, isn't it? Right. That's when the path of seeing abandonments are abandoned, yeah. And a true cessation is achieved, isn't it? A true cessation is achieved, yeah. So on the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, one achieves true path. And on the path of release of the path of seeing, one achieves true cessation. So there is indeed an order. Yeah. So the path of the true cessation comes after true path. Yeah. So true cessation is the result of true path. Although true path is not a fully qualified, it's not a, you know, when we talk about true cessation, it's not a fully qualified result, so to speak, that it comes about, you know, due to the true path acting as it's a fully qualified cause and condition. But nevertheless, a true cessation can only be achieved by independence upon true path. Well, point is, these two are not achieved simultaneously. Then there arises a qualm. So in the continuum of this person of the path of seeing, do the seeds, do the path of meditation abandonments exist now in this continuum, in particular the seeds of the afflictions, which are path of meditation abandonments? So, do the path of meditation abandonments exist in, the person on the path of seeing possesses the path of meditation abandonments, in particular the seeds of the afflictions which are path of meditation abandonments? You have to say yes, right? Right. If you say yes, then where does it exist? What is the holder, the repository of those seeds? So you can't posit the mental consciousness of that person on the path of seeing to be the repository of the seeds of the afflictions which are path of meditation abandonments. Why? Because his consciousness has already transformed in entity into an uncontaminated path. You cannot posit an uncontaminated path, that wisdom, to be the repository of the path of meditation abandonment. So as such, the middle way consequence schools proposes or asserts that the repository or the bit of these seeds in question, the repository is the mere I that is designated independence upon the mental continuum.
You getting something or you're not getting?
Let's say even if you don't get everything, but do you see what I'm driving at. What's the main? What is the essence? Did you get the essence? Like the.
Anybody get? Chiklat. Yeah, tandat mangpo yila. Nyungpo di kada lang chiklat.
So I've said quite a fair bit, yeah. If can somebody just summarize, you know, the like the
with
like,
one word
the,
with
the
one
the
word.
Essence, you know.
You are talking about this. Can you tell me? Not long one, huh? Short one.
Okay, I summarized, but I also have questions.
First you summarize, short one. Yeah.
Okay, the consequence middle way school posits that the predispositions the are deposited on the mere eye, because when the bodhisattvas achieve the power of seeing, his mind actually is transformed into wisdom, a mind of wisdom, and that cannot be the depository for the afflictions of power of meditation. So since it is a wisdom, it cannot be a depository, so that the afflictions of power of wisdom, meditation, has to be deposited somewhere. And deposited that it is deposited on mere eye.
Great, you got it.
Thank you. So my question is:
hope other people got that. I don't know. So you must get the point. Yeah, others.
So my question is: does it apply to the arahats who has also achieved? A direct realization of emptiness? Is the knowledge obscuration also deposited on the mere eye for the arahats?
Of course.
Huh? It is also.
There's no other option. Huh? Okay. That's the only way.
Otosin, tan, tanakolatit, re, tanya, lain yung buti, otirin. Penata paksa khusi sini kirim kau deh, tan namsi sudah tan ikan namsi syarat deh. Negeri je paksa khusi deh, so tu sini yang tua. Tan macam sana, an tinggi paksa khusi, so tu sini sungai. Tan ikan namsi deh, negeri syarat aja tan. Tan jutek tenis menro so di sana deh, betul. Lo an tinggi paksa mena meeting aja si. Tenis menro sungai abu, betul.
Ani tangguh deh ani. 맞아, 그지? 니 이제 잡아보라.
응? 맞아. 네. 내가 이제 맞아, 그지? 남시 샤축으로 와.
사회 김제?
그, 남시 너 맞아, 안 뒤집니다. 나 땡기서 그때 이나 거의 긴데 놓고 말아. 니가 먼저 잼바트도 되기로 왔다. 니가 잼바트 되기로 왔다. 땡기 맞아서 그때 이나 맞아, 그 윤도 메이트니 기도했니? 이게 남시 안 되긴 놓았어, 그때. 나 맞아, 그지다 샤축으로.
Anyway, yeah, so in essence, basically, like it's like what Sri Kim said, yeah, so the middle way consequence of school, basically, in order to be a basis of infusion, it has to be really an enduring one, something that exists all the time, yeah, right, as such, the enduring basis of infusion of imprints is the mere eye. And one can, it's okay, I mean, to posit a temporary basis of infusion. Yeah. And in this case, that would be the mental consciousness. Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
How did the shot?
So,
생각하면 생각하나 이기시
밀람 록스 어떻게 다 밀람 세디 또다 디기피 안 데베고 라싱 두비어 말해서 어디서 받아야 말해 다 디네마 아니시다 록스 세디 다다용하고 라싱 두비어 말해서 어디서 받아야
Okay, and we back to the Vajrakata, the verse from the Vajrakata Sutra. So, like, a dream, a flash of lightning, and a cloud, right? So the dream here is analogous of how past phenomena do not exist inherently. The next, after that is what? Dream, flash of lightning, isn't it? Okay, so that's used to explain how present phenomena, how present phenomena do not exist inherently. Yeah.
Oh, 도시네. 다 데스도 변화 변화 가슴나. 변화 로추바 변화 로추 인도가라 가슴나 다 도스. 다 죽점 신도가라 아니지 간에 고쪽바다 아니 파도 가왔네. 다만 간에 직주기에 납상치 직복이다. 근데 모습이면이 쓰고다. 그게 타정 반 깔랑시 나와지 차대마도 찍다. 자신 남산 매바 차도야지. 딱 디네시중 디네시 아니 디는 내 세지 라톱도 남산 차시 찍도야지. 딱 빼라.
So if you think of a flash of lightning, it comes quickly. And it disappears quickly. We can't really put point our finger at it and say, oh, it is coming, it is arising, and then when it arises, oh, there it is, and then oh, now it is ceasing to exist, now it's disappearing. It just comes quickly and it goes quickly, right?
오다 통마다 타다 바로 가위면 없어 무슨 도움이 되는지 따다 배틀 자체 숨겨라 다가 나신 아니지 배나 타다 위추 세대 배 낭장 위추 시래스 그러면 아니 보기 유당 모든 대우 강도 독신의 선물 땅바에 나야 보기 따지 즉 간에 관해 보 선물 땅바에 나 보기 주고 주사지 자원이네 매생하시 다 타도 뭐가 들었습니다 딱도 쟤니 보기 주고 주사지 that make the so did it since that zu zu sa na shi ji ba de su that's not that is
so you know when the lightning comes quickly and it goes away quickly so as such is we can't pinpoint that this is the beginning and is the middle and that is the end of this flash of lightning. So likewise, when we talk about the present phenomena of the present, if you examine, it's difficult to point exactly, what exactly is this object that we are talking about. If you examine its cause, its entity, and the effects that it will produce. There's nothing that we can point to that is really that object. So we look for that real object that our ignorance is clinging on to, because the ignorance is clinging on to that object in question as being real and is right there, right? The ignorance is focusing on something, isn't it? Yeah. Ignorance believes that there is some real object there. So in the view of the ignorance, there is an object that is clinging on to that, you know, we call it focal object, yeah. Or in this case, we basically is inherent existence, yeah. Something that, you know, you can point to. But when you look for that thing that we have been believing in, you know, all this while, then it's kind of really can't really point out clearly what exactly, you know, that thing is. Yeah. So, as such, you know, we said this as such, you know, the teachings say that things and our phenomena are mere appearances, and they do not exist inherently, but they do exist. But they exist as mere appearances. No, it's nothing beyond the phenomena. It's nothing more than a mere appearance. Nothing phenomena is nothing beyond that. They're just mere appearances, just like. What exactly? What a light, a flash of lightning is? Yeah, is that, you know, that sudden appearance, you know, of that flash, you know, and then that's it. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 독대들이 다 디네마 아니시 가소래. 어 되게 다 log 되게 다 다다야 거봐 라싱 뭐 두고 와서 어디 써봐도 아니시 디네마 다 찡기 빼지 땡네 아니시 다 마음 빼쳐 아니 라싱 두여 말해서 다 찡기 빼땡네 다 마음 빼.
Okay, then next we have the analogy of the cloud. Yeah. That's for us to reflect on how future phenomena of the future, how they do not exist inherently. So the clouds appear in the sky, the empty sky, isn't it? This vacuity, empty sky. The sky itself does not have the ability, the capacity to produce rain nor hail or snow, whatever, you know, right? But yet in that sky, clouds can form. And when clouds form under certain conditions, it can give rise to rain, yeah, and heavy rain, it can give rise to hail, to snow, isn't it?
어떻게니 다 잡아 밥시 다 뒤에 있는게 다 다 가서는 되고로도로 다 되고나서 아니 지금 되고지 로도로서 멤버체 다 유마셔 어떻게 용태배지 구요로 봐.
So when the clouds gather in the sky, in the empty sky, the clouds then form together and then let's fall rain. That rain can nurture crops, isn't it? Right, and then again, which gives rise to a harvest.
Oh, that bit is it. That bit tinashin, that turn line, did it, that was the banana. Come, the shining balls in the shade, did it, the carcina. Simulation was our said, that Naga Tonsama, she bears it. That simulation was our said. Anishi Tila, Anish was our tiller, that to the leather. 난 여보다 아니 싶다 다 가서 와라 디샵에 파샤 어떻게 방법이 좋으세요 다 돈다니 아니 남부를 매매 두고지 말세시 봐.
So this sky here is likened to the Tathagata essence, yeah. Right? 남부 가서 넘버 그런 대신 인구로.
심지랑 신 호사와서 단단한 것 동상 대나시 딱 감지신이 뭐 심지랑 신 호사와서 대라다 대래 달래다 니모 아니 대샤를 바자라서 망보지 아니 초비 견치 아니 아니 남버리 몇 배죠 나서 신진이 그야래서
양랑 야디 the sky is here like into the Tathagata essence which is the clear light nature of the mind. When we know the statement that says, you know, the mind is the nature of clear light, yeah. But due to the coming together of afflictions and karma and the seeds of those karma, results of suffering or pleasure arise, yeah. And we do experience those, yeah.
어떡시네. 다 딘데 용해야 돼. 다 심지어서 워싸워 딘데부 아니시다. 박이다. 죽여 나서 소비 깨치지. 다 딘데 아니시. 워싸워 딘데 다 또는 죽여 나서 망보이 소지 디깅이 남부리 미비 디우지. 시다 디지해야 돼. 아니시 망보는 디우지해야 돼. 그 또배 딱상기 디우지해야지. 마도 양치 모니기 디우지해야지. 누가 여보지? 말했어.
So all these are the conditions that give rise to a variety of experiences, both suffering and pleasure. All these factors exist on the mind, on the clear light nature of the mind. Yeah? And when these factors come together, they give rise to the effects. Yeah. The effects that arise from these coming together of these factors are karma, afflictions, and so forth. The effects themselves are, they do not exist right from their own side, yeah.
어떠시네. 당당히, 딱 귀여 망보처럼 망보를 들고 지혜디, 딱 모은 얘기, 보기다, 귀에 내가서 모은 얘기, 집두바지, 여바지, 뒤 들고 지 말했어. 딱 당당히, 딘데 아니지, 딘데 징기 들고 지혜디, 딱 짝성기 들고 지혜지, 뭐도, 딱 귀에 내가서 보기다,
So the effects that happen, they come about through these various factors, karma and afflictions. The effects themselves they do not exist in and of themselves. Yeah. It's not as if, you know, the causes, you know, that give rise to those effects of the karma and afflictions and so forth. It's not as if they exist in and of themselves. It's not as if they're real. It's not as if they're existing from their own side, you know. And then they then come together, you know, in an inherently existing way, and then they produce an inherently existing kind of effect, you know, result. Yeah.
Oh, tradition. That don't that here. That concern that. Milam lock chin. Take it. Don't that here. There. But that our mouth is shooting. So. 다 라싱 뭐라고 삼바다기 베티데시 숨가다 디데이 돈네 다 주듬지 라싱 뭐라고 삼바다지 다 디데이 돈네 다 라싱 매바 또 별로 줄라 제시 다 거기다 동할 때도 매버서 해기다 탑다 쇼트 좋아지 어때래 다 디숨겨라
So the analogies of the dream, the flash of lightning, and a cloud. Just to help us understand how phenomena of the past, present, and future, how for phenomena are empty of existing inherently. In general, basically to help us understand how phenomena are empty of existing inherently. And through realizing this, then we will be able to eradicate once and for all the cause, the root cause of all of our problems.
Chidanta doksini tachi tandaadi she, ani ta yudu te samatana rama chi kama rabrib seta, ko pechanta nyamla chegi ta labja yosu zokashi yate bashi, doksini ta she che, ani kamla te suyanchi ko samatantana, ani penta yungay watere.
So, if we can reflect on the meaning of this verse, right? Then there will be benefit. We can put aside some time, you know, when we recite the verse, and we can also think about the meaning of the verse, starting with a star. and followed by visual vibration and so forth. Because that verse, you know, basically encompasses, you know, the whole, like in a way, you know, all the practices, yeah. Yeah, the whole practices, you know, is encapsulated in that verse, right?
As the four seals go, yeah. All composite phenomena are impermanent. All contaminated phenomena are suffering. Yeah. All composite phenomena. Then, all phenomena are empty and selfless, and nirvana is peace. Yeah. So as the third seal says, and all phenomena are empty and selfless. Yeah. So through realizing how phenomena are empty of existing, yeah, inherently, then one achieves the peace, that liberation that is the pacification of the afflictions. One achieves a liberation that is a freedom, yeah, from the afflictions. Yeah. It's the same thing with the Four Noble Truths, yeah. Said how true suffering origins from true origins, and how true cessation, yeah, comes about independence upon true path. You know. So, at the end of the day, you know, the conclusion that is reached, you know, when you think about these things, you know, the basic fundamental insight of the basic conclusion that is reached is pretty much, you know, the same thing.
Yeah. Last time, where you stopped? Your idea? I have no idea. After my earthquakes, I forgot everything. Huh? The last class, which verses? You remember? Huh? 1, 3, 1. I have no idea. I don't have the number, so. Huh?
Jibakudi Sade. Finish the 9 department, that one? We finish? No. Huh? Okay. Ani ta tire ta che kartus ta Jibakui na ne ta tangpo da nipa de che kartus karchini chabar shiwan. Ati ta kanzu dosaro chivaji pata.
So, well, since we talked about this already, then my question to you is, what's the difference between the first and the second form of defilement? Out of the 9 mentioned here, right? What's the difference between the first and the second? First and second, meaning the, you know, 1 to 3, taking it as the first, and then number 4, taking it as the second, right? Basically, yeah, okay? Tewo. What's the difference between these? Basically, the latencies of the afflictions and the strong arousal of those afflictions, right? What's the difference? It says here the the strong arousal or those.
두숨이 발랐냐와 숨체 안에 데이터가 굳은 답을 찍었어요.
Right? You have the dormant desire, dormant hatred, and dormant obscuration or bewilderment, right? And also, what's the difference between these three and the next defilement, which is the strong arousal or the strong manifestations of the three poisons?
무지 아. You got the question? You got the answer? 그렇게 무신다.
I try out. I'm not very sure. The first three, I think, if I remember right, they refer to the non-manifest three poison in the form and former realms beings, whereas the next three, it refers to the affliction in the mind of the desirable realm beings.
Orere, tat tosini tishe, tat tosikya nai tikiware, kana ta dusumi pala nyawa sum sedi, zota pachayi ondo, yana sabati ondo cheche, zota sudang sumegi kyaa penchegi. Le soye, wati negi ondo chene, ta dusumi pala nyawa sum shayasi sungdwa. Ani taganashi, tisumi kunelai ta nima ungiwa ta, shetang suma tabu chik sedi, zota pagi, sunami le soye. 뒤 온도 전에 시작해야 돼. 딱 방법 시작해야 돼. 묘에 내려서 온도 전에. 딱 니몽 시작해. 뒤바 시작해. 어디 지나가? 어디 가서 왔다. 딱 귤라 통제. 귤라 몇 개와. 딱 파파 통해서 통제 나 뒤에 구도 어디시.
Yeah, basically, yep. Yeah, that's basically, that's like the answer, yeah. The first three, the dormant form of the three poisons, that which motivates immovable karma, which then results in the rebirth in the form and formless realms, yeah? And the strong arousal, or the the three poisons in the manifest forms, results in the accumulation could be of meritorious karma, right? Which leads to rebirth in the desire realm.
What in the situation? That's the name of the Egyptian had the Nala Yuda, that Benata, a Tisha Madea, Egyptian Sabu Yingo Rebessa, Gugio Made, Lata,
Tambusum,
Tambusum, the Sabu Yuki Kabayo Made, that to die in it, come compare job in Jigilia, Benata.
벤지야
소에게 빠지 먹은 저한테도 유축을했다. 공조 잡고서 매라를 모두 도시 때문에 먼저 유축이야래. 진짜다 담보 공사하는 뒤에 어디 숨어도 봐.
아, 공조 먹은 거 되어 말.
공조 잡고 먼저 어디 매스 감 공만 저 벤지 내사이지. 공조 잡고 먼저 어디 여 말했어. 팀에 배도 도시 때문에 감 공만 내 벤지 내 소에게다. 도샤 디몽조 샤추그레 소티스고도
the first three defilements here you know the dormant we talk about the dormant three poisons they are not you don't have to necessarily posit them as seeds yeah basically what is being posited here the first three defilements are the defilements the afflictions that motivate the accumulation of immovable karma strong manifest well we say that strong manifest anger does not motivate the accumulation of immovable karma but manifest attachment manifest obscuration bewilderment can motivate the accumulation of immovable karma.
어떻게 따뜻한 감고머리 겨비지래 소투스 미어 레슨다 감고머리 겨비지래 어디 쓰기래.
Well, immovable karma is the projecting karma that results in a rebirth in the form and formless realms. Yeah, right.
어떻게 따 대승 육군을 나요. 아니 군은 당화 탑부직 선조조 보겠다. 공도 탑부직을 전에 배티 숨어도 왔다. 뒤 조조 다 보겠다. 더불어 겨우 편지기 내려 차기하래. 감부 감으로 겨우 편지기 내려 육구요 말해. 세상 다 뒤에 조조 다 더불어 겨우 편지기 내려 사야지 온도신이 이반디 시작이하래. 대승 육군을 나요. 군은 당화 탑부직 세지다. 조조 다 공도 탑부직 조다. 감부 감으로 겨우 편지기 내
And you have the strong arousal of those. That refers mainly to the strong manifest anger, which, of course, leads to, motivates the accumulation of karma for rebirth in the desire realm. Yeah. So strong a manifest you know, anger cannot motivate the accumulation of immovable karma.
어떠신다? 어떠신다? 더블적 변질에 살라. 더 말이고 먼저 용주거래. 다 아니 공동 당봉 먼저 용주거래. 아니 도시 당봉 먼저 용처에 어떤데래?
도차 디무
도차. 대모 콘도 당분주와 용출 다 더블 경합인 지금 내 사는 대용주와.
It is the accumulation of projecting karma for rebirth in a desire realm could be a manifest anger, could also it could be a manifest attachment, it could be a manifest bewilderment or ignorance.
대목 위세 인디벨이야 대목.
What verse were we at? The last one. You want to know? No, Dharamsa. Dharamsa. Okay. All right. Hiya. Finish off with the prayers, yeah?
So ji pge ji jin me da da ri ra lin xin ni de jin ba sa ge xin du me de bu wa yi zhu ge nan da xin ba zhe ba yi dang gu ru ra na me da la ga ne ra ta ya ying ge wa di ni la ma sang ge ru ge ne do a ji jiang